All right, you are tuned into KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio, and we are in the studio right now with Australian singer-songwriter Mia Dyson, who just released a brand new five-song EP titled Right There, right?
Indeed, yeah. You got it perfectly correct.
And you were here in Spokane, you just got in town, and you were playing tonight at the Bartlett with Marshall McLean.
Yeah, we just literally rolled into town. It's my first time in Spokane, and I'm super excited. Should be really fun tonight. The show's sold out, and we've never played with Marshall McLean Band, but they're from this part of the world, so super excited to play tonight.
Yeah, I think they're friends of the station.
I bet they are.
Yeah,
I bet they've been on this very radio wave before.
Wait, your show is sold out?
Well, their show. I mean, we're opening, so
Your show too.
Okay, yeah, it's our show is sold out.
Wow.
But I think the majority is due to them.
Well, I was
since I've
go.
Never been here before. Oh, we can make sure you can get in.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you're the radio guy. You're the local radio guy. We're gonna put you on the door.
Well, I forgot what I was gonna say.
I know you've been thinking about how you can't get to the show, and there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I remember. Your bandmate was telling me you just played in a very tiny town in Oregon. What town was that?
We did.
What was that like?
Canyon City was where we were playing, but people would know John Day, I think, is more famous. John Day, Oregon, which is like they're kind of right next to each other. And it's in the wilds. It's right near what was going down in Burns, I think, with the militia thing. We drove through that area, but it's pretty remote place. Gorgeous though, incredibly beautiful landscape. And we just happened to know this woman out there who booked a show for me years ago, and we got an invitation to play at this community center, and it was so much fun.
Oh, you played at a community center?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah, it was fantastic. All the people from all over the place, miles around, came 50 miles radius of people came, and
yeah,
it was super fun.
Where people were like, oh, there's a band coming to town and she's Australian.
Yep.
I've never met an Australian.
Yep, she's come all the way from Australia to play in John Day.
Wow.
It was really, really fun. And just, I don't know, the enthusiasm of people who don't get to hear a lot of live music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of really fun for us.
So was that the start of a tour?
Mm-hmm.
And you're here tonight?
Here tonight.
Seattle
tomorrow night.
But then you're coming back.
I know.
Over this way, right?
I know. We're going to go to Sandpoint and then back to Seattle as well for a little house concert too. But we kind of, it's just what the way the routing worked out. But mm-hmm. We get to see the country.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Are you from the city in Australia or from
the
country?
I grew up in the country.
Okay.
But, as soon as I finished high school, moved to Melbourne to, you know, pursue music and everything. But I grew up, first of all, in a mud brick house that my parents built out in the bush, as we call it. We call it the forest or the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the ocean in Torquay in Victoria. Long way from here.
That reminds me, I was going to ask you, I keep forgetting, what's the term for redneck, but for Australians?
Oh, bogan.
Bogan,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Although it's a little nicer. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean racist. I don't know if redneck necessarily means racist, but bogan doesn't.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it means it. Sometimes people imply it. But
right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make that clear.
But there's like a thing where they put stuff on their cars.
Oh, you mean like all of the big antennas and the,
yeah,
like the, what we call a roo bar, which is kangaroo, like a bar at the front so that you can hit kangaroos without damaging the car. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they might be on the road, they're not going out of their way to hit them, but if they're driving out in the country at night and they've got those big headlights and everything, and kangaroos might be on the road, they've got those. How do we get talking about this?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just, I don't mean to talk about Australian tropes.
The worst of Australian culture.
Maybe we should play a song.
I think that's
a
great
CD
idea.
Your brand new EP.
Brand new EP.
Plugging that. What song do you want to play off of it?
Let's go with the first track. I think it's actually I've forgotten what the first track is. Is it Tearing Up the Lawn?
Tearing Up the Lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Tearing Up the Lawn by Mia Dyson.
I'll call you. Record this live too. I mean, not live.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio, Medical Lake Spokane, 881 and 92.3. And we have Australian singer-songwriter Rhea Dyson. Okay. In the studio with us right now, who is playing at the Bartlett tonight with Marshall McLean Band at 8 p.m. And we're just talking about Spokane, whether or not it's a city.
Real city.
It is a real city.
I think it's a real city. I'm surprised to hear that it gets some kind of flack.
Yeah. Well, you've never been here.
Never been here. Just rolled into town from the south.
Have you been to Eastern Washington?
Yeah, but southeastern. Okay. So, yeah, and as we were rolling in, it looked like an East Coast, like Massachusetts city with the big brick buildings. And I don't know, maybe because it's gray today, kind of dark. I don't know why, but it's just like, we're in the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about your career because you just came out with this EP and you've been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
2003.
First album, 2003.
Right?
Yeah. And it's 2016, right? That's where we are.
I think that's the year.
Yeah.
Good. So this is, you have 5 albums,
mm-hmm.
and this is your EP.
Yep.
That's going to maybe turn into an album?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to release some more tracks this year. Like, the whole album thing is starting to, I love albums, but it's sort of starting to disintegrate with the, you know, crazy music business changes of the last decade. So in the next sort of year or so, I'll be releasing like individual tracks and then, you know, maybe putting together a vinyl release of a bunch of songs, and then that can be an album. But you know, just different ways of releasing. And
and you're pretty popular in the US, but you're even more popular in Australia.
I have a little you know, career going over there that's you know, been chugging away for many years, and I came to the US a couple of years ago now to, you know, try building a career here. And I just grew up on American music and love, you know, fell in love with the landscape and the, you know, musical mythology, and I just love being here, so I'm kind of here. Yeah. I am.
I know that Bonnie, right, is one of your influences, influences, right?
When I was growing up, I mean, certainly as a kid, like, you know, seeing her on the cover of a record with like a guitar slung over her back, and my dad took me to see her when I was 13. At a concert hall and in Melbourne, and you know, there just weren't any women like playing guitar that I knew of, at least, like her, and so she was a real inspiration. You know, I just grew up on a lot of American music and like The Band, and you know, a big fan of Lucinda Williams and Nico Case, and of course Bob Dylan and Neil Young, and all your, well, he's Canadian, but you know, North American.
Is there any inspiration you have, or like any music that is kind of embarrassing, like a guilty pleasure?
Absolutely. I mean, I think my first, well, I don't even know if this is embarrassing, but the Pointer Sisters, I was a big fan of the Pointer Sisters. They were pretty hilarious with their outfits and their crazy neutron dance. Who else? I think my first CD was Janet Jackson, which is so bizarre to me now, because I don't know where that fits into, like, when I was 13, 14, it was like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and that was you know, the big, whereas my parents listened to sort of all Americana, and I grew up with that sort of stuff. But I've definitely listened to my fair share of embarrassing stuff, and you know, I'm a fan of like you know, some classic hits here and there.
So you do like a lot of American folk and Americano and stuff like that. Is there anything about, like, are there any parts of the U.S., like, landscape or culture that reminds you of Australia? Or, like, when you were growing up more in the country?
Well, definitely the West Coast. Like, I lived on the East Coast for when I first moved here, and I, you know, had an incredible time there, but it's, like, that feels really foreign to me. But the West Coast, I mean, I'm in Los Angeles now, and the desert and you know, the weather, everything. I mean, not that it's, you know, identical in any way to Melbourne, but parts of, you know, we'd go on camping trips to the desert, and Australia is like a lot drier and more barren and kind of harsh. And, you know, the West Coast is a bit like that too. So, but yeah, I mean, through reading American, like, novels and watching, of course, American films and listening to American music. Like, I fell in love with kind of a huge part, you know, I mean, so much of the landscape. And it's such a broad, you know, variety that you have here. But yeah, I mean, I love the way that Americans sing about the landscape too. We don't really sing about our own country with that romantic, you know, we've got our own kind of cultural cringe thing going on, whereas Americans are very sort of effusive and proud of America and the landscape. And so I love that. And, you know, songs like Willin by Little Feet, where it's like a truck driving song, singing about all these towns that Tonopah and Tehachapi. And, you know, we drove past Tonopah actually on the way up.
So you're kind of bringing that love for the land music to Australia.
I do. And I mean, I still find it difficult to pull that off as an Australian about Australia, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. I think it shows. I mean, you won like best blues album of the whole country, right?
I did. Yeah. At the Australian equivalent of the Grammys, which is obviously a lot smaller, but it's still real nice.
Yeah, you got like best of something for an entire country.
That
seems like a big deal.
I love the way you put that. Yeah. Best of something from an entire country.
You can be like, I did this thing the best of anyone in that entire area.
Yes. Yeah. Well, according to a certain select group of people who vote and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, because, you know, music's so subjective. I mean, like, it's so funny to even have awards. It's like, you know, how can you be the best at something that people have opinions about?
That's a good point. But don't diminish your own accomplishment.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Well, I think it's time to play another song.
Yes.
Yeah. And we can end the interview. I know you have a show to get to tonight.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We'll leave everyone with another song. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Do you want to play, I think the song's called I Want Honey. Is it the last track?
I Want Honey. Track 5.
Yeah. Track 5. Exactly.
Give me 1 second. All right. And this has been Mia Dyson, Australian singer-songwriter, who is playing at the Bartlett tonight with Marshall McLean at 8 p.m. Thank you again for being here.
Cheers. Thank you.
Oh, good. I want honey. I want to be in the future when I have the perfect body and everything comes around. Oh, sure, I want money. I could be a little richer and buy that fine clothing. But when you bury me in the ground, there's nowhere to hide. Wherever I turn, there I am. There's nowhere to hide. Wherever I turn, there I am. Look now, the curtain's parting. I can see their open faces. Watch the story trying to live and leave no traces. We heard the siren calling. She brought us to the river. The water level's falling. There's a walk across and see her.